This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Dr. Zakir, as many of the shows, we've started off with definition of the terms, and this episode will be none different in the sense that I'd like you to first and foremost to define the term. What exactly does Islah mean, especially in the context of Ramadan?
Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shahli sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. The Arabic word Islah means to correct, it means to improve, it means to repair. Whenever one Muslim corrects another Muslim or he improves him, it is called as Islah. For example, if a Muslim is making a mistake, whether in offering Salah or in any of the acts of Islam or anything, if someone corrects him, it's called as Islah. And it's mentioned in the Quran, Surah Hud, chapter number 11, verse number 88. My only desire is your improvement, is your betterment to the best of my power. And my success will only come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I trust in Him and I look up to Him. I trust in Allah and I look up to Allah. So here we realize that Shuaib alayhi salam, he wanted to islah to his people. It's further mentioned in the Quran in Surah Nisa, chapter number 4, verse number 114. It says that in their secret talks, there is no good, except for a person who desires a good deed of charity or justice or reconcilement between two Muslims. If such a deed he does, then secrecy is permissible. And if someone does such a deed, seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll get a reward which is very high. Otherwise, normally, secret talks, most of the time it's not good. Except for deeds of charity, of justice, and reconcilement between two Muslims. So here we realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that one Muslim should try and improve the other Muslim. He should do islah with him. He should correct him. And Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Imran, chapter number 3, verse number 110, Kuntum khaira ummatin ukhrijat linnas. O ye Muslims, ye are the best of peoples evolved for mankind. Allah is giving us an honor and calling us Muslims as a khaira ummah, the best of people evolved for mankind. And Allah continues, Ta'miruna bil ma'rufi wa tanhauna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. He's calling us the best of people because we are supposed to enjoin what is good and forbid what is wrong and believe in Allah. If we do not enjoin what is good and if we do not forbid what is wrong, we aren't fit to be called as khaira ummah. We aren't fit to be called as Muslims. So it's the duty of every Muslim that he should do islah and dawah and try and improve his fellow Muslim. And there's a hadith of a beloved Prophet Muhammad. It's mentioned in Sahih Muslim, volume number 1. In the book of faith, hadith number 79, where the beloved Prophet ﷺ said that if any of the Muslims see anything which is abominable, anything which is wrong, he should stop it with his hand. If he does not have the strength to do that, he should stop it with his tongue. If he does not have the strength to do that, then he should at least abhor it in his heart. He should at least curse in his heart. And then he will have the least degree of faith. That means if you abhor it in your heart, if you curse in your heart, you are the lowest level of mu'min. That's the reason Islah is a very important part of the Muslim's life.